This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Facts about student loans, grants, and the whole college experience. Complete the FAFSA forms online as well. It's all free at Houston Hispanic Forums Career Day for middle school and high school students. Parents are welcome to attend. Saturday, February 10th. Make college application a family affair. For more information, call 713-522-8077. That's 713-522-8077. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored, Pacifica Radio. KPFT, Houston.
Yeah. in your lap, gasping for an extra breath, waiting for the time to pass. I believe in days ahead. Don't spend another night alone, cross and wishing we were dead.
The following program contains subject matter of a frank and sensitive nature. Listener discretion is advised. After hours. Would you hurry up here, Jimmy? Because I can't stretch much longer.
Yeah, and you're dying.
Yeah, somebody screwed up the machine here, and I don't have the normal warning, and Jimmy's not even paying attention to
what
me.
What Disney Queen would do that?
I don't know. Where the hell
am I? I don't know.
That's a rhetorical question.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Hey, it's Louis weekend. They ought to be thankful we even showed our asses up.
No kidding.
The cloud that just floated through here is totally beyond comprehension.
Hey, hold on.
He kind of got it back.
Hold on. One moment, please.
Please do not adjust your sights.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
In Galveston in the world, and happy Louie to those of you who are still conscious enough to realize it's Louie.
Louie, L-U-E-Y, let us entertain you weekend is happening. The 35th anniversary of Louie is happening this weekend. And boy,
by God, Jimmy and I did as much as we could try to entertain.
Yes.
It was like a U.S. Jimmy and I were doing our own personal USO tour.
Yes, we were entertaining those troops.
And what a troop they were to really be entertained by us. That park's never going to go away from the ice truck.
And for the first time, After Hours did its own cock reception.
Yes, Jimmy's tampon was on display.
Yes.
In the back 40.
See, we can't call them cocktail parties anymore. We have to call them receptions. So I think we should call them cock receptions.
Well, I mean, cock receptions, appropriate for me, appropriate for you, and about, another at least 50 people in the back of Mary's.
Yes. Well,
and it was like the Super Bowl, except and a I lot
wanna,
more receptions.
And I want to thank you
and
for...
And a lot less tighter ends.
I want to thank you.
Well, especially now. Where'd the chair go?
I want to thank you for the drink that you and Mr. Tichy came up with for the After Hours. It was, of course, pink.
Yeah, it wasn't the pink we were looking for at the beginning, because originally it was going to be bubblegum syrup.
That would have been awful.
And fortunately, Fiesta only had blue bubblegum syrup.
No, couldn't do that.
So we went for I went for cherry.
Cherry, yes. And I thought it was going to end up tasting like cough syrup, but it was surprisingly refreshing.
Well, when you considering the small quantity of what we're putting in, I think we only was like a quart of cherry, and
mm-hmm.
we went through 12 2-liter bottles of ginger ale.
And 7 bottles of vodka. They were refreshing and potent.
Ah, yes. At least it was a lot less mixing than what I'm used to doing.
Well, it was fun. And it was fast. Goodness.
Yeah, a lot of...
Such a bunch of thirsty boys out there.
Yeah, I mean, we had the same thing today when we were doing... I forget the full name of the one I was doing with the Big Men's Club.
Mm.
Our Mother Superior's Bingo Social Elixir of Life.
Now, that was happening behind the... the ice truck at Mary's and other places.
I think what it is because it was real cruisy there and behind the porta potties, and I think it's because we kept seeing helicopters overhead, and with no tent, I think people wanted to have any bit of cover they could.
Yes.
I think the one time their helicopter went by, I got up enough of people, I said, hey, everybody wave to Channel 2. I don't know if it was Channel 2 or not. I was at the registration table with that.
Well.
I'm getting a shirt next year made for when I do registration table.
Yes.
It says, I'd rather be pinning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're also accepting another form of ID next year.
Yes.
Yeah, it's...
a bath card?
No, it's going to be... I'm trying to talk him into it. It's not really a thumbprint.
Oh.
But
each one is different.
Yeah. I think, you know, either we do a tracing on the back of the order form, the entry form.
And then you have to match it when you get there?
Or, you know, you've got like those ink pads you have at the bank where it doesn't leave the ink on your hand, but it puts it to paper.
Yeah.
I figure we can put that down there and just, you know.
Fabulous. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then some of the people, when we don't see them around for a while, we'll put it on a milk carton. Have you seen this? Hundreds of others have already seen it, but have you?
Okay, let's get into some of the things going on this coming week. I don't know if this is going to be happening later on today because of Louie, but... all other Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, the Sundance Cattle Company is now serving breakfast at Mary's at Sundays from 10 a.m. to noon. So if you need that little drinky-poo before noon when the rest of the bar is open, hop over to Mary's and
I'm not too sure about that because they are in the show of shows.
That's what I mean. That's why I don't think it's happening later on today, but starting next Sunday. Well, actually, they have been doing it, but whatever. And let's see, the Imperial Court of Houston presents the Battle of the Sexes coming up next Friday and Saturday night. Friday night is February the 15th, is the All Boys Show hosted by Chris Kettner and me, Jimmy Carper, happening 8 p.m. at... Tony's Corner Pocket.
This means you're performing on stage?
What?
It means you're going to perform on stage?
I'll be on stage. I don't know that I'm going to be performing particularly.
No, don't worry. We're going to be promoting that other event that you're performing at.
What? Bunnies on the Bayou?
You wish. You weren't eligible for Bunnies on the Bayou back when it was Bunnies 1.
Stop. Anyway, let me finish this one. And then Saturday, February the 16th at 8 p.m. at Tony's is the all-girls show hosted by Carrie Christopher and Ginger Vitus. Now, what is this I'm hosting?
You're not hosting. You're going to be participating
in
the Playboy Bunny Reject Show.
Oh, shoot. Why do you want me to say bad things on the air? Yeah, I don't know how I got roped into that thing.
Same way I got roped into it last year.
But Judy and I are going to be the twins, the Gemini twins. Isn't that a perfect thing? Why are you polishing 2 quarters? Are they for your nipples?
No, it's the tradition whenever you go on stage to perform. But since there's to be 2 of you, I'll need 2 quarters.
You give somebody a quarter?
Is it the last time you were on... You're on for Miss Firecracker down at the Briar Patch years and years ago. And you won a raffle that said, be a star.
Yeah.
And you got pulled up on stage.
Yeah.
And you looked over at me as you go, tip me, damn it. And I reach into my pocket.
Yeah,
and
got the quarter.
You a quarter.
Yeah, thank you.
And you put one hand on your hip, and you showed everyone in that room that quarter, and then walked over to the champagne bucket, and clink. But,
yes,
as I always say to conclude the story,
yes,
at the end of the night,
mm-hmm,
when the total was done,
mm-hmm,
it was and 25
cents.
So yep. I knew my money was going to charity because I saw the 25 cent there. I didn't need my receipt for the IRS. I had it there, 25
yes.
cents.
Yes, it was.
You had the witnesses.
To and if Sally Struthers can feed a kid for a day with that, then damn it, I don't know what you can get here.
Not much. Anyway.
The old newspaper from...
One other thing going on with ICOH on the 13th is next Wednesday is the ICOH birthday celebration for January and February, which will be celebrating several other birthdays, including mine. And that will be going on at EJ's and afterwards a sweetheart show hosted by Rose and Jeff. And then, I want to tell you about a fabulous show that I saw last Wednesday.
Divas?
The Divas over at Tony's Corner Pocket, the Wednesday Night Divas. Yes, Tony's Corner Divas featuring Lillian Devereaux, who is kind of the captain of the team. And Anne-Marie Gill, Selena St. John, Marsha Mink Gill, and Regina Dane. For those of you who are familiar with female impersonators, you will know those names, and you will know that all five bring you quality entertainment. So it was a fantastic show. It's going to be happening every Wednesday. Now, this first one had all five, and I understand that the rest of them will have four each week on a rotating schedule, but Lillian will be there every week as the MC. But all during the month of February, they are focusing on tabloid love. The Scandalous Adventures of Lillian Devereaux, Anne-Marie Gill, Regina Dane, Selena St. John, and Marsha Mink Gill begin every 9 p.m. At 9 p.m. every Wednesday at Tony's Corner Pocket.
Yeah, every 9 p.m.
It's good. It's really on a par of bringing back the old Fabulous Four from the Copa days. It's that quality entertainment. Oh, shut up. Youngster.
Hey. Yeah.
You mean you still remember when they did drag in pantsuits?
Something like that. Now, you have a few...
When polyester wasn't just the wig, it was the jumpsuit they were in.
I'll have you know, I bought one of the first pair of polyester pants that were sold in Houston.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Emily, yes, you still have them, don't you?
And they were probably pink.
No, they were navy blue, but, I mean, it was just... And it cost me a fortune at the time.
You had been with Stanley for a while.
Unbelievable. Well, let me put it to you this way. It was so long ago, I was making $225 a month at an oil company.
Uh-huh.
And those pants were $30.
Wow. That's a rather sizable percentage
yes.
of your hourly wage.
Yes, it is.
But you know, in a way, you know, you're kind of working the industry. I mean, you know, you worked for an oil company and you bought oil clothing.
Well, yeah, I should have got a discount. Huh?
Polly, Esther.
What have you got, dear?
I know that designer went a long way.
Mm-hmm.
The local transgender group seeks applicants for annual scholarships. Transgender students often face exceptional barriers in pursuing higher education. Many don't feel they have the kind of financial support from family or other students they can rely on. Trans-identified high school seniors and adult students pursuing higher education are eligible to apply for the Peggy Rudd Transgender Scholarship Fund. For more information, You can go to the Unity Committee website, www.htuc.org. Deadline is March 15th. Scholarships will be presented at the 2008 Houston Transgender Unity Banquet on April 26th at the Sheridan Brook Hollow. It's finally here. They're ready to accept your donations while they're preparing to open on their new resale shop. That's for Legacy Community Health Services. Resale shop is going to be at 1232 West Timer. Donations are accepted 11 to 4 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What?
Oops, I didn't mean to give you that. But go ahead. I like to promote the resale shop anyway. It's fabulous. I go at least twice a month just to check on all the goodies they have, because they've got some good stuff over there. You lost your place.
You gave me an email from 2006.
Yes, I know. I keep that because I like to promote the resale shop, and that reminds me every week. You know, so I don't talk about it every week, but...
2006!
Well, they're still open at the same place. Where are they located?
The same place they were in 2006 when they sent this damn email.
Where Basic Brothers used to be.
1232 West Timer.
Yes.
Clean out your closet and your inbox. Next. February 11th through the 17th is National Freedom to Marry Week. Marry with two R's.
Yes.
This year, the Foundation for Family and Marriage Equality will host a week of events in celebration. Here is a listing of events. On Monday, February 11th, at 7 p.m. at the Magnolia Ballroom, 715 Franklin, kickoff party in celebration of Phyllis Fry's 60th birthday.
Oh, my God.
A panel of celebrities will lightly roast attorney and longtime GLBT activist Phyllis Fry.
What's scary is I'm older than her.
Oh, that's going to be difficult to do. Now, the celebrities include, I'm not saying that name, Deborah Bell, mm-hmm. Jack Valinsky, Jennifer Renee Poole, and a special guest, Denise Parker.
My God, what is it? Queer Voices?
That's what I'm going to say. Queer Voices on at 8, and this thing starts at 7.
Boy.
I guess Glenn,
hurry.
Glenn and J.D. are be by themselves. on Tuesday, the 12th, 6:30 at the South Texas College of Law, Garrett Towns Lecture Hall. Discussion Series Part 1, A Biological Explanation for Sexual Orientation. Part 2 is on Wednesday at the University of Houston Law Center Heritage Room. On the 14th, demonstration march from City Hall to the County Clerk's Office.
Mm.
Once again, the Clerk's Office, same-sex couples will demand marriage licenses and be rejected. Discussion on the third part of a discussion will be on the 14th at 6:30. Yeah, I know. Millions for defense and not 1 cent for air conditioning.
I know it. It's hot in here.
Where was I? Hey, there's a website to go to get all the information.
Hey, that would be
go to familymarriageequality.org.
Familymarriageequality.org.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Tortilla heave.
And?
Heaven?
Heaven.
Yeah, heaven.
Heaven. That's a good copy. The last N is still on it.
Yeah, it says tortilla heaven right above the cock.
Yes. Which is the
there's a big cock.
The logo for Gallo.
Oh.
That's
a cock.
Gallito.
Cock.
Well, that's what Gallo stands for.
Gallo.
Yeah.
An evening entertainment benefiting G Cam and Gallo on Tuesday, February.
Gallo is chicken. Gallo is cock.
Ah, that's a gallito.
Anyway.
Little cock. Gallito.
Yeah, I saw a lot of those this weekend.
Oh.
You kidding me? We were talking about the big ones. I'm trying to figure out where all these fat guys are getting that. You know, we got shortchanged on these fat guys here in Houston. But I digress.
You do?
On Tuesday, February 19th, 2008, fajita dinner at 6:30, show at 7:45 at Bethel UCC Church, 1107 Shepherd.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Tuesday after next, right?
Something like that.
Okay.
$20 for dinner and show, $15 for just the show. Call Judy right now at 713-692-8735. Or you can go to the PayPal and do that at gcam.org.
Mm-hmm.
Sister softball tournament to be determined. The start time, but it'll be on March 8th, 2008 at Memorial Park, Fields 2 and 3. They're looking for established recreational teams or players who would like to form a recreational team. It is co-ed and benefiting a sister's clients. Bring brown bag and coolers for the day. No cans, no bottles. Registration fee is $200 per team. There is a refund if it doesn't happen. Contact Pamela Callahan at sbcglobal.net.
Cool.
And that's it on that. That's the same thing, just in a bigger font.
We forgot to talk about the music that we played at the beginning of the show.
Gee, what a surprise.
Well, I want to talk about, because the first artist was Bob Mould. We played Bob at the end of last week's show, but I wanted to open the show because he's got a brand new CD, and he's been doing music for many, many, many years. He's the guy who, for a long time, was in the closet. And in the last few years, he's come out, and it's just made a huge difference in his music. That was cut number 4 that we played.
1, 2, Old Highs and New Lows.
There we go. From his CD called
District Line.
Okay. And that isn't even out yet. You can't even get it yet. So
he's out, but his CD isn't.
That's right. It won't be out till the end of the month. So we'll play a couple of other cuts throughout the month and let you get used to it and maybe urge you to buy one or two. And the second song we played was Scissor Sisters from their CD called...
I just want to get pricked by a rose thorn.
I'm here to tell you.
Reminds me of the line from Brokeback Mountain. While you two were up there, you know,
stemming the rose.
Stemming the rose.
And the cut we played was...
Mary.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Okay, we fooled around long enough. And it's only because... Oh... Flowers.
Thank you.
Wonderful roses. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Where did these come from?
Work.
Work? Okay.
Where did the roses come from?
All your roses. And they're beautiful ones they are, too. Mm-hmm. You must work at some pretty snazzy places.
It was just a normal wedding today.
Ah, okay. Wedding. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Thank you. Hang around.
Yes, we have plans for you later.
Yes, we do.
It is Louis weekend.
Yes, it is.
I still have to change.
Okay.
Okay. So, hey, Merlin, you know how to work the board.
Normally on Tuesday, on the second Saturday, we have leather segment, but because of Louis, they will not be here tonight, which is why we kind of fooled around. But I know Bob, who's sitting next to me, is probably weary of all the Louis and would like to get some sleep because he has to get up to be in a show tomorrow. So
today.
So let's get the Reese's night going here. Hi, Bob Skinner.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Fine. You are the new emperor of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star.
That's correct. I stepped up 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Tonight or last night.
Mm-hmm. Along with Kimberly O'Neill.
Right.
Who is decidedly not here.
She's just a little bit under the weather.
I can imagine. Did she participate in Louis today?
Oh, yes.
Ah, okay.
That's why she's under the weather.
Understandable. But you're here, and you're going to tell us about what Reese's is up to these days.
Right.
Go on.
Okay. Well, this coming weekend, mm-hmm. we have investitures.
Yes.
It's where we put our line in place, announce our charities,
mm-hmm.
And put on a show following the investiture that will be hosted by our new IPRs.
Yes.
And
where's that going to be?
It's going to be held at EJ's.
Mm-hmm.
The doors will open at 7,
mm-hmm.
and investiture will start promptly at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then followed by the show.
Fine. Fine. Well, my husband is flying in on Tuesday, and he already has plans for Saturday night, but he goes to bed at 9:30, so I'm going to rush right over to EJ's at 9:30 because I'm sure it will still be going on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll probably be ending investiture about that time.
Mm-hmm. And starting the show?
Starting the show.
Fine.
And the show will be comprised of all of our new line
mm-hmm.
and out-of-town guests.
You're expecting very many?
We're hoping to have quite a few. We've got several people that are in this weekend are coming back next weekend.
Ah. They should just stay the week.
Oh, I know. I know.
But the way that's interesting the way it falls, the you know, the weekend after Lou.
Right.
So
it's been a very busy time since we stepped up.
Yeah.
There's been an official function every weekend.
Wow.
And then we have Nibble the following weekend.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And that's a very important. Nibble is incredibly important. I don't think a lot of people realize just
right.
how much they raise for this community in one night.
And this year it's being hosted by my dowager.
Really?
Yeah, Chris Beck.
I had no idea.
Yes.
That's right. I heard he was taking that over.
Yes, he did.
Wow. Yeah, I spoke to him last night, and he said he might drop by, but he
yeah.
might not make it. And I would understand that.
Yeah, he's not going to be in the show tomorrow, because mm-hmm. we originally did the number that we're doing in Austin
yeah.
at their coronation this past year,
mm-hmm.
and we won Best Production with it. Well, with him stepping down and me stepping up, I stepped into the production in his shoes, and they're very big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Well, I finally learned my words
oh.
this week. It's an old song that has been around for many years, and I've known the chorus,
mm-hmm.
but the rest of it I didn't know. Well, I learned it this week.
I'm with you on that. I would be the same way. Yeah, it's an old song. Everybody knows it.
Right.
You know the chorus, but you know all of those words. And it's going to be a really professionally done number, because I saw you guys rehearsing.
Yes.
And that's going to be, it's going to be really great.
Well, we're hoping that the crowd enjoys it.
Oh, yeah. You know they will. Yeah. Now, getting back to Investiture.
Yes.
It's when now?
It's Saturday night.
Next Saturday night
right.
at EJ's.
Right.
Okay. Good. And that starts at 7?
The doors open at 7. We're going to have light food.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be taking music from the people that want to perform in the show mm-hmm. following.
Is there a charge?
No charge.
Oh, great.
Open to the general public.
Do we have to dress up?
Well, for those of us in the court, it is a state function, uh-huh. so it's formal.
Okay.
But, no. People that want to come to it do not have to dress up
okay.
unless they want to.
Because I'll be coming from another function, and I won't be dressed.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Great. Great.
Lord, I hope you're dressed in some fashion.
Well, yeah. It's. I'll be with
He's got to be at least street legal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I told you, Jimmy, embrace the burqa.
Oh, yeah. Stanley's business partners would really like that. Okay, so what else is the court doing?
Well, we're...
But no, I mean, Investiture is a huge thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
And the show tomorrow is a huge thing.
Right.
So, what else are you tackling in the near future?
Well, we've got quite a few shows booked for the year.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I opened the calendar up, I was just bombarded with all of my future line members wanting to book shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to do a lot of things out of the box this year.
Okay.
And one of the things that Kimberly and I want is we want the whole year to be a fun year.
Good.
And we started it off with our campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
We had so much fun doing our campaigning. And we want to carry it all the way through the whole year and kind of set a standard for
it was
our
a
court.
Fun campaign, wasn't
it? Was. It was.
It
really was.
Yeah. And the four of you together worked well.
Right.
I thought.
Well, we're all friends.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It didn't seem to be any, you know, the usual campaign backbiting and stuff
No, there was none whatsoever.
No, it was all a lot of fun,
yeah.
And everybody contributed and worked
right.
together. That was really good to see, and that made an impression, I think, on outside people.
And we had so much help from the court members,
mm-hmm.
and they will be rewarded
oh, yeah.
for all their work.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple that stand out in my mind, so I'll be rooting for them.
They will be rewarded.
Good, good. And I hope I'm going to get there as soon as I can and try to see as much of it as I can. So what else is going on?
Well, we're kind of have a little bit of a downtime right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because between coronation and investiture, we have one show.
Yeah.
And that was a very successful show.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun.
Good.
We had 38 performances.
Oh, my
that
God.
Thank God we started at 7 o'clock.
That's a long show.
It was. It was a long show, but it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we really had a blast doing that show.
Wow. Wow.
We had an excellent crowd Good. To start with.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as the night went on, it kind of drug on, so we lost part of the crowd. But
sure.
We still had a good crowd at the very end.
Good, good, good.
Going forth, mm-hmm. We'll have some shows coming up very soon. I don't have my calendar with me, but to have the exact dates. This is Investiture.
Oh! Oops! I hadn't read it. Oh, ta-da! Investitures, you know.
Yeah, the title of Investitures is Solid Gold.
24, yes. Okay, that's, I guess.
He still has Louis on his mind.
I guess I do. I had a wonderful time at Louis. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay.
That's the reason I don't have my calendar with me, because I left it at the house.
I understand. Okay. But I'm on that Louis list. I'm on the Orisa's info list. So
right.
I get some of the information during the
right.
month.
And we are going to be publishing all of the shows
mm-hmm.
Through all the list.
Good, good, good. Because that's the only way media like me can get them.
Right.
Yeah.
And we do have some new outlets for distributing the information.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Because the whole idea is get people from outside your organization to come to the
right.
shows.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And it also brings in new blood for the court.
Absolutely. That couldn't hurt either.
Right. We've already gotten several new members.
Good.
Just since coronation.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So you must be doing something right.
I hope so.
And I know that you and Kimberly are going to work together really well.
We're very good friends.
Good. Good. Anything else to add?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. You know, come to Investitures this next weekend
mm-hmm.
and hope you have a good time.
Are you involved in any other organizations?
Right now, I'm not.
Okay.
One of the things
you gave them up for.
Right. When I stepped up as emperor, I backed off of all other organizations.
Okay.
I've been involved with several other organizations throughout my time here in Houston.
Yeah. But I'd like you to say a few words about your other half's. Show.
Okay.
Because I was really impressed.
Well, they've been rehearsing for several months.
And we're talking about the Tony's Corner Pocket Divas.
Right.
Every Wednesday night. Yet, I had heard from Regina that she was getting involved in this
yes.
and that, you know, it was going to happen. And so I was really anticipating it.
Right.
And I was not disappointed.
It's a really great cast. Mm-hmm. They're all very good friends. They've been rehearsing every Saturday morning and for about 2 months now, getting it all lined up. They're already in rehearsals for next month's shows.
Mm-hmm.
They're
all really good at what they do, and they're really good doing it.
Right.
You know, they've all got stage presence, and they all do a song without missing a word.
No. I wish I could say that.
Me too. I get up on stage and they, you know, I don't know. It doesn't matter how well I know the words. I get on stage and they go flying out of my head. You know, it's just.
Well, I'm always asking Lillian before I go on. I say, "What's the first words of my song?"
Yes, yes.
And as soon as the music starts, it comes back to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I have had that happen so many times.
Yeah,
standing there just sweating it because I can't think of the opening words.
Right. And wow. As soon as that music starts, it yeah. comes right back to
yeah.
your mind.
Yeah. But this show was really good, and I want to see it prosper. I know the crowd was a little light on the first night.
Yes.
But I want to get as many people there as possible because it's good entertainment. And, of course, Tony's is a fun place to hang out anyway.
Oh, yeah. And I want to put in a little plug for the last Friday, or last Wednesday of this month.
Sure.
I'm going to be in the show.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm going to be in one of the productions.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. I'll be sure to make that one.
I haven't gotten any music yet, but I've seen the number, so
okay.
It's going to be fun.
Well, my other half is going to be in town this week, so I probably won't get to see Wednesday's show. He doesn't go out very much, and he goes to bed early, so, you know, I might miss this Wednesday's.
Okay.
But I want to see as many as I can, because it's just a lot of fun and good entertainment.
Right. And they're rotating the production numbers,
yeah.
and each week their individual and their duets are changing.
And that's good, because I guess they realize not everybody's going to come every Wednesday
right.
to see every show.
Right.
And so, you know, they can rotate things and repeat one
right.
every now and then. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, the production that I'm going to be in the last Wednesday
mm-hmm.
is one of the productions that was done this weekend.
Oh.
This week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to be thinking about, which one was that?
Well, I think you know.
Yeah, I think I know, too. Well, Bob, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate you allowing me to come in and talk.
Sure. You know, every second Saturday, we're more than happy.
We will be here every month.
Good, good. Thank
you. If not myself or Kimberly, it'll be one of our line members.
That was good, you know, when Cheyenne and Chris did that last year, they came and then they, you know, let the other line members
right.
have a chance and come in, and that kind of spread it out.
Right.
So it wasn't on one, you know, or two people every month to do it. It was a good idea.
Right. Well, it's really going to help us because there's like, I think, three or four of the Saturdays that are scheduled for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be out of town.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
we've got coronations to go to.
That's right, yeah. You guys travel quite a bit going
right.
to other coronations.
Right. So. Well, that's why we get our people to come to ours.
Sure, sure.
And I think this next year is going to be a huge coronation. It's going to be our 25th.
Oh,
that's right. It's going to be our silver jubilee.
This is the 24th, so next
right.
year is going to be really huge,
right.
isn't it? Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, well, have a good year. We'll see you next month.
All right.
And if not, next Wednesday.
All right.
Over Tony's Corner Pocket.
Okay, Jimmy, thank you so much again.
You are welcome. Chris, take it away. Thank you.
Hell, am I Cal gone now?
Yeah, you are.
And if you get that joke,
you will get all of my other ones.
Take it away, Mary.
Okay.
Not just one of your little toys. You don't own me. Don't. say I can't play with other boys. Leather spiked heel boots like a horror group cartoon. She
We're back on the air. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
And he did that in all in one breath, folks.
My lung capacity's back.
That's...
We must thank Louie there for...
That's good for a big girl.
Well, you know, I did some, you know, try to open up the windpipe a little this weekend. And
oh, evidently it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Only the
windpipe. I have no earthly idea.
Only the windpipe, dear.
The wind tunnel's also... Let's just say, like, I-10, the other highway's been widened a bit as well.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you purchased stock in GE?
It is 2:00 in the morning. Where are your kids? They're probably just leaving the BRB because Louie is officially over for the evening. But things
oh, please.
Will pick up.
They wow. left the BRB after the receptions ended and are on the back patio of the Ripcord right now.
Oh, for After Hours. For After Hours, I see. And things will start up again at noon, later on today, at noon, at Rich's, 2401 San Jacinto.
Oh, yes.
And...
You're performing, right?
Yeah. Breakfast at noon and... No?
No.
No breakfast at...
No,
Rich's?
We're not doing breakfast anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
it just opens at noon, and the show of shows starts at 1. And let me tell you, if you don't do any Louie at all, go to Rich's to see the show of shows. It's something you just won't believe.
Oh, trust me. yeah, you're not going to believe it.
Just not at all. Although it's going to be different this year because the Brotherhood of Pain isn't doing those commercials things.
Well, we still have their commercials.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, they still have...
Some of their past ones
yeah,
that you're going to use?
They've still been dropped in.
Okay.
There's a special video tribute because of this being Louis 35.
We may have some more Louis revelers showing up.
So there's going to be a little extra... video in there.
Okay.
And I forget if there's 9 or 10 groups that are performing.
Quite a few. 9 or 10, yeah, and that's a long show because they get, like, what, 10 minutes
each?
And then there's all kinds of talking in between.
The commercials, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the winner of the Tiffle Tea will be announced.
Yeah, so it's a three-hour show.
Uh-huh. A three-hour show.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's Rich's, and it's a big place, and you'll have fun. You will have fun if you go to Rich's tomorrow.
There are Go-Go Boy cages, and trust me, they will be used.
Oh, I'm scared. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Don't tell me anymore.
Huh? What about Go-Go Boys? Yes.
Yes.
The show shows there will be Go-Go Boy cages and...
They will be filled. Let's put it that way.
Oh, Lord, will they be filled. Lord, will they be filled.
So what else are we doing tonight?
Well, I played a little music.
Okay.
I did a triple shot of weird punk music.
Did you now? How weird was it?
Klaus Nomi.
Okay. Doing what?
You Don't Own Me.
Yeah, I love that. I love his version of that.
Jane County. Texas Chainsaw Manicurist.
Who started out life as Wayne County.
And then Temptress.
Temptress.
Queen for a Day.
We haven't heard that Temptress in a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, we heard her during Christmas.
Yes, I know.
yeah. We heard her at Christmas time.
More than you ever wanted to hear, but you got it.
Anyway, you're cut number
music,
5 on that day.
Speaking of three song CD. Speaking of music, J.D. Doyle's Queer Music Heritage is heard every fourth Monday as the second half of Queer Voices. Queer Voices is on every Monday night from 8 until 10 p.m. And the interesting thing, many interesting things, is if you go to J.D. Doyle's website, Queer Music Heritage, you will be entertained for literally weeks by the amount of material he's got on there, because he does an hour show once a month, but on the radio. But for his website, he's got probably 2 hours or more each month.
And songs he can't play.
Yes,
on
he can't
Queer
play
Voices or even on ours.
He plays on his website, and this month will be his 100th show. Can you believe it? I'm just amazed at that.
Hold on, I need to do a shout out to the back. Kalupa, we need that CD of yours.
Kalupa, we need the CD. Scott Kalupa.
Kalupa, we need your 5 inches in here.
Is that how wide the CD is? About 5 inches?
I must be aware that my mom says that's 6.
Oh,
so.
No. Well, if that's
well,
true.
Ryan Hookers. You've been reading the wrong gossip rag.
Well, if I would have brought more than 2 pins, we could find out.
Ooh.
Coming later in the show, we'll be testing the surveillance equipment in here and performing Texas pinnings.
So Scott came up with Scott Kalupa, who's been with this show on and off for many years.
Only about like 10.
Yeah, something like that. He is the originator of the Hatch segment, as a matter of fact. And
woo-hoo!
He worked a year to get that segment on the air.
Only because Jimmy is so good at returning phone calls.
Yeah, well, yeah. It would have been 2 months if I returned phone calls. But
we
no.
We've been to each other at Charlie's so often, it never would have happened.
Charlie's? You have to explain Charlie's to people.
That was before the...
if you understood
before Chance has bought the rest of the building.
Yeah, if you understood the Calgon joke, you know about Charlie's.
Yeah. Hey, I felt really old last week at work. We got this one item in our order that was wrong and had a D-sized battery.
Yeah.
And I went back to one of the coworkers in the back, and he's like, "What the hell is that?" And I go, and I put it on my guy's shoulder, and I said, "I dare you to knock it off."
And he didn't get it.
He got it. It was an old group, and they go, I go, "Oh, God, am I that old?"
Yes, you are.
It's like, I had a customer who named Josie. And it's
yeah.
Like, if I make a comment about the Pussycats, is anyone here going to get the joke?
Well, no.
They probably remember the Rehash movie. Yeah, I know.
But
honey, you got to get closer to the mic.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Sorry. And so, what did you bring?
It is a CD of Michelle and Daggio Cello.
The number 5?
Number 8.
Number 8.
Yep. And she's doing a cover of an old Bill Whittle song that is just fantastic.
No kidding.
It's so lovely to hear a woman who swings really wide sing, an old soul song written by a man.
Yeah.
So, of course, this means the next theme of music is cover songs.
There
woo-hoo!
We go. Oh, we can do hours on cover songs.
Oh, no kidding.
But, you know, it's this hope of mine eventually, get a paying radio gig. So I have to put these themed little packets together, so hopefully they'll hear me.
Oh, is that the deal?
Yes, I'm a whore. I'll sell myself out if I could. And by the pound if I could.
Wow, that's bringing a lot of money.
Yeah.
I always thought what I was going to do is, you have to guess my weight.
Uh-huh.
And for every pound you're under, it's $1. Every pound you're over, it's $2.
No.
I still would make a lot of money because no one guesses the right size.
Mm.
But enough of my money-making ventures.
Okay.
Coming soon to a street corner near you.
Or 3. It's okay, I know you'll get a zinger in later.
Depends on what flavor.
I'm surprised you remember your first couple years on the radio show here.
So am I.
Ouch.
With you around, it was always winter.
Yes, it was.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Stand me down. Every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, now you're gonna be in trouble.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
Look out now. He's coming after you.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Hey,
been trying, and he knows that you've been lying. He's been gone for such a long time. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Now he's back, and things will be fine. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. I'm gonna be sorry you were ever born. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. He's kinda big, and he's awful strong. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, he knows I wasn't cheating. Now you're gonna get a beating. What made you think he'd believe all your lies? Wow, you're a big man now, but he'll cut you down to size. Wow,
wait and see.
My boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Gonna save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Yeah, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Look out now.
My boyfriend's back. My boyfriend's back.
What were you thinking? Cause you're gonna get
my boyfriend
right now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My boyfriend's back.
Yeah, my boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
Yeah, my boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. In the backyard we'd go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was
what
he was.
What?
Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I've tried. When he starts sweet talking to me, come and tell me everything is alright. Kiss and tell me now everything is alright. Can we get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was. In his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the side, taking time to make.
We can go walking.
All right. That was a 5-pack.
5-pack?
Yeah.
Wow.
We owe you one.
We're missing one.
It was a long drive from the convenience store, so you don't get a 6-pack.
Okay.
In that case, you only get a 2-pack.
Is it Michelle or Nichelle?
What?
Which one?
Michelle
Michelle.
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 Yeah. I know, but it sounds Italian, so my wrist is already limp enough, so it has to do the Italian thing. Michelle Nicolicello. With Who Is He and What Is He to You?
Mm-hmm.
Jay Spears, My Boyfriend's Back. Jeff Krasner, Son of a Preacher Man.
Oh,
Kevin Cahoon, Could I Have This Dance? And the last one was Erasure with Take a Chance on Me.
Yeah. Nice.
So, of course, that was a pack of cover songs.
Sure was. I love cover songs. Those are my favorites.
Oh.
Especially by queer artists.
The next cover songs you'll really... The next group of songs you'll love.
Why?
The theme isn't cover songs, though.
What is it?
It's a tribute to sodomy.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, we could go all night with that.
Fantastic.
But we'll be premiering...
I mean the songs.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start off with premiering, at least for our show. We tried playing it before, and it wouldn't work, and hopefully it'll work this time.
Yes.
The Wet Spots.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
well,
yes.
Who brought us that lovely Christmas song,
mm-hmm.
Fist Me for Christmas.
Yes.
Well, the buttons start to get slippery there after a while.
And then this one is, the title just says, Do You Take It?
Okay.
So, if this don't scare the other people in the station here.
Oh, boy. Let's hope they're busy talking.
You know, I don't know. I think we scared off the cute guy from the show after us because it's not there anymore.
No, and he's gone to another time slot. The Broken Beats.
Yes.
Yes, and Mary
is
from
returning.
The Zydeco is returning to this time slot starting tonight.
Yeah, I noticed that on the website. The mind is whirling of what songs we could play.
Oh, stop. Be nice to her the first night anyway. She's a sweet lady. Yeah.
Can you guess where I'm going with the song selection?
Yes, yes. And please don't. Mary Thomas was the woman who was at the station at the time of the infamous KPFT shooting. And they shot through the window.
Yes,
she was at the and he's got a really nasty song in mind. I can tell by the expression on his face.
Do you know the shooting story is one of the top hits on my company website?
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
And your company would be
One Stop Land Service.
And you would be?
I would be Johnny Steverson, the president of One Stop Land Service.
And what does this company do?
We do land surveying, real estate, mortgage loans, everything to do with land.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much are involved with it.
Wow. Well, I'd like to talk to you about that because we're talking about a queer-owned business.
Yes.
And so you are, while we're not promoting you as a business, it's unusual. It's an unusual area for gay people. And so a lot of gay people would rather use the services of another gay business.
Absolutely.
So,
December and February have been pretty slow, but I'd love to say that most of my clientele is of the gay real estate title company. Yes, sir. And most of my business comes here from the Montrose area.
Good. So, you know, you said what you did, but I don't know what those terms may all entail. Really?
What does it involve?
Yeah, what does it mean?
It just depends on what you need. Most of the times when people are buying or selling a house and refinancing, they need to get a land survey done. And that's the case when you call me.
Okay, so you do the surveying?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're the ones that put out those funny color little stickers and... You know, in the ground, close to the ground.
Absolutely. We put the pretty pink flag out on every corner.
Somebody wants to put up a fence, they're not sure of where their property line is, they call you.
Exactly.
Or if they're buying property and they need, you know.
Exactly.
Because when you're buying property, I guess it has to be surveyed.
Exactly, it does, especially if you've added a pool or if you built some new buildings on your property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go to onestopls.com and we usually take care of most of everything.
onestopls.com.
Landsurvey.com. Oh, Landsurvey.
Yes.
Okay. And so what else does your business do?
Well, we do mortgage loans. A lot of people are
really?
A lot of people are refinancing now.
Oh, my God, yes.
The market has been crazy.
Yeah, I'll
it
bet.
It has been so crazy.
I'll bet. It's amazing that you can find money. I mean, because...
Amazingly, the Houston market has been pretty stable.
Around really?
Here in Houston, we do the entire United States.
Ah.
And everything's been pretty fluctuating, except for the Houston market. The Houston market has been very strong. I'm glad to say that.
Well, I hope it's not a ripple effect.
Yes, I hope not.
I know sometimes it can be with the middle of the country or southern states or, you know, something we're certainly the last in fashion, but
I'm glad to say Houston has been proud and strong here lately.
Good. I hope it continues along those same
lines.
The
gay community is unbelievably supportable in almost every area, especially support.
Yeah. So who do you work with? I mean, do you work with individuals or mostly, or is you work with real estate agents?
I work with a lot of real estate agents around here. I work with a lot of title companies. And I work with a lot of mortgage companies on the north side of Houston.
Okay. Because I'm wondering how people can find you or...
Well, of course, you could come up here to KPFT and find me.
Yeah. absolutely.
KPFT has been one of the most supporting organizations I have
really
been around here, most definitely.
Well, because when you first told me about the business you're in, I was just amazed because I hadn't heard of any gay people doing that.
It's hard to find a lot of gay people that are open and supporting about their business.
Yeah, I mean, in the last few years, there's been a rash of gay real estate agents.
Absolutely.
You know, it started out, it was like Suzanne Anderson and nobody else. And then over the years, it's just mushroomed.
It has.
And then things like car salesmen, you know, there used to be no openly gay car salesmen. And now, you know, you see them advertised everywhere.
Yes.
But there's still areas that, that are not openly gay. And, I feel very strongly about supporting gay businesses. That's one of the reasons I live in Montrose.
Exactly.
Because I want to do all my shopping and buying right here, you know, supporting gay businesses. And
got to support.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
It's really good to know. Are you going to be listed or are you listed in, like, the Gay Yellow Pages or the Rainbow Pages?
I'm about to be in the Gay Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to be listed in there. There's if you open the Gay Yellow Pages, you'll see a lot of great real estate agents in that book.
So you'll be in the next edition.
I hope so. Yes.
Okay. Have you looked at the Rainbow Pages too? Because they're pretty up there. They also are big in the community. You see their books all over. Yeah, they're
all
just
over.
Just as much as the Gay Yellow Pages. So, because I want you to get gay business.
I do too. I do too. It's amazing. You deal with a lot of people in this business.
Mm-hmm.
You deal with a lot of people in the title mortgage company business. And I have to say that the people that I deal with that are gay oriented are some of the best people. They're most trustworthy. They're most dedicated. They're honest. If you do something that they don't like, they tell you,
mm-hmm.
and it gets fixed. And if it doesn't get fixed, then they're no longer going to be your client.
Yeah. Okay.
That's about how it goes.
Yeah. We're the ones who go in there and gentrify the neighborhoods. And if I see John walking around the North Shores one more time, I am just going to.
You got to stop and smell the roses.
Oh, my God. It's like wearing a kilt. You just want to run your hand right up there.
You got a little captain in you.
You notice he doesn't get within arm's length of me.
The distractions, I tell you.
Anyway, where were we?
Yes.
Land survey business.
The mini distractions.
Yes. No, it's really important. And because I know that in the future, in the next year or two, I think my lover is going to be putting a fence up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lived there for 45 years, and I'm sure he has no idea where the property line really is.
You know, I just got finished dealing with a deal like that. The lawyers got involved in this property,
mm-hmm.
and this guy was doing all kinds of wrong thing, and he thought that he owned
you know, her property, so he built his fence 30 feet into hers.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had to go out there personally with my field crew just to make sure everything was okay.
Wow.
And got things taken care of for her. And he has his fence 30 feet into hers. We come across stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. 30 feet?
30 feet.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yes, it is.
That's really pushing it. Yeah, I'm thinking a couple of inches. You know?
That is a lot more than a couple inches. 30 feet's a lot more than a couple inches.
Yeah. Where was this? This must have been acreage property,
it's in
huh?
Brazoria County.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm thinking, damn, in Houston, that's like a whole lot for a townhouse.
When you get into the county and you start dealing with the acreage, there's a lot of stuff that's over the years, you know, some of these surveyors had a little bit too much to drink or something and got their lines a little bit confused.
Ooh.
A lot of the surveyors didn't like straight lines, of course. Had to deviate a little bit
I
from the
see,
path.
I see, yes, yes. Well, that must have been an interesting case.
It was.
You run across things like that a lot?
Run across things like that all the time.
Because I remember in my old neighborhood, some folks were building a townhouse complex, you know, like four or five townhouses,
mm-hmm.
on one piece of property, or a property that had one house, and they're building five houses on it now.
Of course.
And the architect was probably a little bit generous with his proportions, because as it turned out, the eaves went over the property line,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't realize it until it had already been built.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to deal with the neighbor,
and then you got to deal with the neighbor and try to get them to sign a permit
yeah.
to allow you to encroach
yeah.
on their property.
Exactly.
We've come across a lot of people that
won't allow
and totally deny the encroachment.
Ooh, then you're in big trouble.
You're big trouble.
Ooh,
you're talking about reconstructing your house.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, these neighbors let them, so maybe there was compensation involved. I don't know.
Yeah, you've got to butter some people up, I'll tell you. There's some times there's just the...
Well, I mean, that's only right. I mean, you encroach on somebody else's property. I mean, you need to pay for that.
You know, I've been in the land surveying business since I was 17.
Really?
And I'm 22 now. And I own my own business,
wow.
which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
But a lot of times, you know, it took me a little while to catch on to the aerial easements.
Mm-hmm.
And people, like you said, the awning of their building would go into their neighbor's aerial
yeah.
easement. And that's...
Too bad.
Yep.
Wow.
It takes a lot to get a permit. You'd be surprised. It takes a lot to get a permit to even advertise on the side of your business at your office.
Really?
You got to go through a lot to even advertise for yourself.
Oh. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You had to go and sign a permit and all that beautiful fun
You're
stuff.
Kidding.
Yes.
Just for that?
Yes. Just for that.
Wow.
Talk about stopping and smelling the roses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, you know, the average person doesn't think about stuff
no.
like that.
I mean, of course not. No.
No. You know, most people, when you buy a house, the fence is already there, or the builder has put one up or
exactly.
something, and you don't really deal with it. And I don't think many people know exactly where their property line is anyway.
Like this guy that built his fence 30 feet into,
yeah.
into the lady. If you looked at his survey, you know, the dark line goes, you know, 30 feet into the middle of the road. Well, he thought he could build his fence in the middle of the road and block access to this lady. And then the next thing you know, you got a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful with that kind of stuff sometimes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Isn't he a cutie?
Oh, my God. He's gorgeous. Who is he?
I'm not telling you.
Do I have that bad of a reputation?
Of course not.
My name is Virgin.
Oh, Virgin girl. You go away.
And I like that pose, too. It's like, here are the goodies.
Jimmy.
It's like, what were we talking
yes,
about?
Jimmy at the ripcord earlier.
Oh!
Oh, tell me all, Chris.
Please do tell Chris.
Tell me.
Come on, Chris, do tell.
Oh, look at him getting all bashed.
So, who is he? Who's this guy?
Well, we just reintroduced.
You didn't get his name the first time.
I didn't recognize him clothed.
Oh.
Oh, my.
And tell me, what was he wearing when you met him?
Oh, at the very beginning.
Yes.
Well, you know, there is that tradition of not allowed to be wearing undergarments.
Yes.
And this poor child was not informed of that rule prior to Louis.
Uh-huh.
Until those two ladies from the NLA caught him.
Oh. Please do continue.
And with using cigarette lighters, and finally somebody brought him a pair of scissors.
Oh, because he was wearing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And you don't do that during Louis.
No. And so he was caught in the, what's soon to be the back patio bar.
I see. And so you had to lend some support, I hear.
Yeah, you know. We were in line. He was in line to get chicken, and so was I.
He
and,
is chicken.
Yeah, but apparently everyone else got chicken too.
Yes.
Now wait a minute. I saw you at the ripcord. You shouldn't be blushing now.
Okay, all your secrets are out.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm keeping the other ones, but they're just the obvious ones.
Look at him in a different outfit. I had to change.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
that's why I didn't recognize him.
Oh yeah, but I did learn. I didn't learn what to wear to the whipcord. Now I had to go put one of those on.
Well, what's on?
Sometimes.
Well, it was in his pocket for most of the night, and then you know he.
Oh.
You had it on for a while, and your friend had it on for a while.
Yeah, a little bit. But then I learned you have to wear a jock strap.
It's napkin ring, Jimmy.
Oh.
Excuse me for a moment.
Oh, believe it or not.
We were talking about your business, and now we're talking about his business.
I think we're way past my business.
Well, I'm surprised Tony didn't go to Louis. He's wearing leather.
I had to tell him about it, then he put on the leather.
You know, I may be wearing Jimmy's favorite leather pants, I'm far from going to the ripcord.
Yeah, me too.
It was fun.
I'm not a ripcord kind of person.
It was fun.
Yes. Ooh, what is this?
We're getting lotioned up now.
Ooh. I heard you're going to be doing a show here
We're
soon.
We're getting lotioned.
Oh, he's going tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Do PR for Bath Junkie.
Oh. I will be in a show tomorrow at Rich's.
Oh, all the rubbing you hear is lotion.
Oh, and so is Chris is going to be in the show of shows.
Yeah.
For now, anyway.
Yes.
What was that?
Actually, you won't even know me because all you'll see is my back for the very, you know, for the first 15 seconds of the skit.
And oh, girl.
Then that's it.
I'll just let y'all know it's Dolce & Gabbana.
Mm. What is this?
Dolce & Gabbana lotion.
Dolce & Gabbana?
Mm. Yes.
My God, that must have been $500 for that.
It's only $17. No, it's that chunky. You pick your scents and you make whatever you want.
All the all the listeners can hear right now is...
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not the masturbation show.
What is going on in KPFT?
It's the sound of Louis. Yes.
Yay!
Oh, he's just happy that the all the spotlight got taken off of him.
Hey, I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, Louis was. I'm having.
You're the one who had to get distracted by looking at me.
Well, of course you had a good time at Louis. Look at all the pins on your shirt.
Only one.
Well, we wouldn't have got into my business if
only one.
You would have been
traditional Texas penny. Only one was a traditional Texas penny.
And, well, and who did
the
it?
Other one.
We don't need to go there.
We don't need to know for it.
He was. I don't know if I want to say his name.
I don't know if it'd be kosher.
Well,
you yeah, you can say his name.
I don't
name.
Think his husband's listening.
Oh. And this is him.
Thanks, Victor, for the PM.
Entertainment provided by KPFT.
And who's Victor's husband?
Ben.
Oh, okay.
Bend over.
Now that we have that.
We went on how?
Oh, I know him.
Well, let's put it this way. You'll be seeing both of them in the show of shows tomorrow.
Ah.
Where is this show of shows
at
going?
Rich's.
At Rich's.
2401 San Jacinto.
Oh, I haven't been to Rich's before.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
I was there years and years ago, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding you.
You're wearing those leather pants and you've never been to Rich's?
I'm dressed like this and I've not been to Rich's.
That's amazing. I mean, that is
Take
the perfect Rich's outfit.
And probably...
It is. It is because it's enough.
About that.
It's
enough. That was good for tonight.
It's an upscale dance bar.
I probably would get eaten up there.
Probably with all the big hairy,
so to speak.
Yeah. So to speak.
With all those big hairy leather.
You should be used to getting eaten up. You come to the show here.
Yeah.
You're afraid of getting eaten up.
No.
It is after hours.
We're very good. We haven't. Have we?
Well, you know, you were gone for a couple of weeks, Jimmy.
Oh, what happened?
You were in Hawaii.
You missed a little bit.
About freaking time I finally got my executive producer privileges.
No wonder I haven't seen you lately.
And let's take a call from caller number.
Isn't it time for music?
I guess we can finally go into our...
The sodomy set.
Our sodomy set.
And there we go. That sounds
beautiful.
Hopefully
we'll get the computer to work this time.
Yeah.
It just don't hit the wrong slippery button.
If you guys want to come in here and watch the video...
Oh, I will.
It's the wet spots with Do You Take It?
Oh.
Well, my father says you're nifty, and you've heard of Baudelaire, and we both agree that human rights abuses are unfair. You understand your feelings, and you're not afraid to share, and I think I could do something with your hair. You smell nice, and you're groovy, and we both like foreign movies. My mother says you have that touch of class. Well, I can see a shining future where we'll dialogue and nurture. But there's one last thing I feel I need to ask. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause you're beautiful and curvy, but unless you're kind of pervy, there's no way you and me are gonna last. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? When it comes to brains, you've got them, but unless you play the bottom, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to take a pass. Well, you're adorable, reliable, but is your anus pliable? That's the information that I need. Well, you would do it if you love me. If you're nervous, squat above me, you'll be able to depth and speed. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? 'Cause I've ordered in a shipment of the relevant equipment. I've got lubricant and poppers and some brass. Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? If you need more information on this type of penetration, we can always take a correspondence class. You see, I'm not the kind of fella who can get up on vanilla. No, I need a little color in my sex. Well, honey pie, it just so happens that I brought my day glow strap on and some mescaline to heighten the effect.
Ready?
Do you take it in the ass? Do you take it in the ass? Ooh, do you take it in the ass? Beauty back, beauty.
Space. Frontier.
Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bother you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes. Yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. Of you.
Kiss me. Yeah, you're mine.
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No! I can't. It's painless and quick.
Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes.
Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain. I won't fight you anymore.
I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I'm behaving disgracefully.
Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
Aye, sir.
Captain's log supplement. I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I don't know why I have not been infected.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
Feel.
Ah, yes. KPFT After Hours salutes sodomy.
Woohoo! Sodomy what?
Sodom you, sodom we, sodom me. Started that off with the Wet Spot, Do You Take It? You can find them on YouTube. Just do a search of...
Which is a really interesting video.
Yes, the video.
Yes.
We were enjoying that. Followed up that with Spock's Sodomy Party. Jeff Stryker, Pop You in the Pooper, and Pansy Division, Ring of Joy.
You have absolutely no idea how many slash zines I've read with Kirk and Spock stories in them.
The funny thing is, supposedly the that Spock Sodomy Party was done by a straight DJ who just went in and edited out a bunch of actual Star Trek episodes.
I can even tell you what some episodes were from some of that.
I was surprised,
Merlin. It's kind of scary. I know some of those episodes.
You should be scared.
I thought Merlin was going to say, I know all of them.
I'm a geek afraid. Yes, I'm a geek. Afraid.
I'm a Trek geek. What can I say?
Yeah,
well.
I'm in a way, I'm a Trek geek, but you know, I wouldn't be accepted because my Trek geekiness just involves Wesley Crusher.
Yeah. And now and forever, my favorite thing will be what he said on his blog.
I'm not gay?
No.
I'm gay.
He apparently said that he was finally glad to read some Slash, you know, which is, you know, for those who don't know, is where they take the characters and have them doing very sexual stuff that they never did on TV. And he was glad to read something where he wasn't getting gang raped by Klingons.
Yeah.
Sigh.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude and listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. That one was an old one breath.
Here you go.
It's the top of the hour, so that must mean it's roundtable time.
Yay.
Yay.
And if Jimmy wasn't out pinning...
And where's the rest of our folks?
Outside smoking a cigarette.
Jimmy has 5 pins to do pinnings. I only brought 2.
Okay.
And this camera doesn't give me that back.
Okay, well, I'll go look and see.
Yeah, you look right there.
You are...
Virgin.
What if I want to get pinned by Jimmy, okay? Hello.
Yeah, you were already at Mary's. You didn't get enough then?
Well, there is the show is tomorrow, so...
Oh, well, yeah.
You never know.
That's probably why they have it at Rich's, because the bathrooms are so private.
Just for the record, I'll be asleep when that is happening.
Yeah, private and it's small. Oh, my God.
But there is the after party at Mary's later on.
Be very afraid. You know, Mary's has... I have a very special history with Mary's. Now, mind you, I haven't been inside Mary's in years. But it is the very first gay bar I ever walked into. Which is kind of weird, considering I grew up in New York.
A very long trip.
Yeah. It is the first gay bar I ever walked into. And one day, I was sitting there, and some guy looks at me and goes, "What are you doing in a queer bar?" I'm like, "I'm queer."
What else?
And thus began my life in Montrose, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think
there were a few other details in between, but
there's
okay.
Not many of the people on our show that are the stereotypical cast member of Queer as Folk.
No.
No, trust me.
No? No, actually
the
I don't see anybody in this room who could possibly have made it on that show.
Well, hell, we'd have a hard enough time on the L word. We've got the racks for it.
People here got the... Yeah.
Why are you looking at me? Chris's are bigger than mine. Chris, you have to remember, I have seen them.
He's counting the...
Now try talking. There's other ways to shut you up, but no one's willing to take that sacrifice.
No one wants to take one for the team.
I'll be at the shows and the Mary's tomorrow. I'll probably get there.
All right,
I might get pinned again.
Okay. Let's get rolling here.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on in the world tonight?
We have a What are you waving your arms about, Roy?
Grab a mic. Pull it down.
Don't be afraid to get too close.
Don't eat the mic, Roy.
Because if you don't have the microphone in front of you, we can't hear your breathing.
Yeah.
Oh. You really don't want to hear that anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of Darth
Faggot.
No, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right, Chris.
Keep doing that so I can figure out how to load her mic down.
We've been telling him that for years now. It's just,
and it still hasn't helped.
We have a radio virgin in here, don't we?
We have a radio virgin for here.
For
right
here. I've actually
a radio virgin?
And the radio down in Austin and San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this is my first night here, so.
Welcome.
So you're a KPFT virgin.
Exactly.
Welcome to the fun, adventure, and insanity, which is After Hours.
And as always, you did not remain a virgin for long.
Of course.
And it is a call-in show. Come on, people.
Don't give them any ideas.
No, please. No call-in.
Don't give
Why
us
not?
Any.
Why not?
Are you kidding? Half of our listeners are asleep by now.
The other half are in jail.
The other half are in jail.
Have we heard from
Well, you never know, Robert.
No, half of our listeners are asleep. The other half... another quarter are in jail, and the others are, well...
On their way to jail.
Are there drunk Republicans figuring out how in the hell they're going to be able to vote for McCain?
No, there might be some people listening that might want to call in and say something.
We usually don't do call-ins on the show, though. This isn't,
Yeah, not during this show.
Not during
this segment. Is there any good news out there in the queer world?
Oh, we've got some lovely stories.
Oh, we have some great...
Who died?
We're going to school.
What Republican died?
No.
Oh, no. No, sorry.
We're doing a little bit of elementary school stories. We're doing a little high school stories.
All right, well, let's get to it.
Well, let's start with
this story comes out of Channel9News.com in Colorado. I believe this is from Denver. The dateline is Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And this is the headline reads, Boy wants to return to school as a girl. The issue of being transgender usually pops up with students in high school. However, a second grade biological boy wants to dress as a girl and be it dressed with a girl's name. Says
I love the deer in the headlights look that Merlin's got right now.
Just when you thought you'd heard everything. Anyhow, says Wei Wong, Douglas County School spokesperson, quote, as a public school system, our calling is to educate all kids, no matter where they come from, what their background is, beliefs, values, it doesn't matter. End quote. Wong says the staff of Douglas County Schools is preparing to accommodate the student and answer questions and students might have. In order to protect the child as much as possible, 9News has chosen not to reveal his school or the names that might identify the child.
Good luck with keeping that a secret.
Well, part of it what's going to help is the fact the student apparently went to the school in, like, kindergarten and went to a different school for a year or two and now is coming back.
As a girl.
As a girl.
As a girl, yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, a boy in a dress, at least.
Well, no, when the kid comes back, are they going to be using female pronouns or does it say?
It says here that teachers are planning to address the student by the name. By name, instead of using he or she, the child will not use the regular boys' or girls' bathrooms. Instead, two unisex bathrooms in the building will be made available.
So they're kind of going the genderqueer route.
Yeah, they're
got it.
Accepting and embracing it. But it's, you know, it's an interesting thing that, like, the article starts off is, you usually hear this sort of thing happening when in high school.
Yes.
And now we have a third grader, so that's what?
Well,
8, 9 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, traditionally, if you read interviews with transgendered and transsexuals, they say they know, you know, early on, kindergarten or so. I mean, okay, to come out on the air, I knew I was 5 that I was a guy. Didn't match what everybody else said, but I knew. So, you know, if he says, hey, I'm a girl, I believe him, you know. Maybe he's 9. But, you know, he's probably been living with this since he was first learning what the differences were. Yeah. So,
Now, the interesting part is we found this story not through our usual sources, but this was the headline, one of the headlines on the Drudge Report.
On the
Drudge Report for a couple of days.
Wow.
Which is very conservative. It's a good source to find stuff about stuff from our community because he's very conservative. His big claim to fame was he was the one who really stirred the pot for the Clinton Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scandal. Yeah. But then again, you know, he's also one of those that's on one of the websites that talks about sexual orientation. He's matter of dispute.
I remember the Clinton Lewinsky years. That's the last time I had sex.
What a coincidence. Same for Bill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ice queen.
I still say, you know, it'd be interesting, you know, if she's elected and he walks in and there's all these Chippendale dancers. She goes, I'm picking my interns now. It ain't the chubby guy down working the copier like you picked.
Hey, Jonathan.
Welcome, welcome to the fray.
Jonathan just developed my mutant power. The ability to walk into the what the moment of any conversation.
Well, he is wearing Daisy Dukes.
Yes, we know. Which now, is quite a sight on a 6'10" man.
The interesting thing is that this story mentions that apparently this is a trend now that there's an increasing number of elementary age transgender children.
Yeah, I've personally heard in the news of about at least 4 in the past 6 months. Yep. So
The story goes on to say that children as young as 5 are realizing their true gender identity, and this child's parents want to help parents that may be resisting acceptance of this. So
yeah, my only concern about people, I mean, like I said, there's lots of research that show that you know that young. My concern is with the people that eventually end up deciding to be androgynous, you know. Are the kids choosing these genders based on gender stereotypes or based on you know, other factors? So
well, it's hard to tell with, because they're you know, it's, you get into the issue of the privacy of a student in the school setting,
right?
And plus you're dealing with issues of someone who's very young. I mean, mm-hmm. It is a second grader, they're saying. So, like, you know, change what I said before. You're talking, you know, 7 years of age, approximately.
You know, it kind of brings up something interesting to me, is that there's an awful lot of situations where grown-ups, you know, don't listen to their kids.
Yeah.
Because those are the children, and their opinion isn't important.
Right.
In a lot of situations, you know, what gets made for dinner, what to, you know, where they go to school. I mean, as far, so the fact that somebody is actually paying attention to a child that young, and getting it that, you know, this is who they, you know, they see themselves as, and I think that's pretty incredible, honestly.
Right.
You know,
it
shows
how
far we've come, you know, from where we have been on these subjects.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean,
definitely.
We have miles to go, but, you know.
Yes.
But we have come so very far in that.
I remember the fact, you know, a year or so after I left high school, there was talk they were stopping the Powder Puff football games because it was promoting transvestitism. Which is scary, because, you know, I mean, having, you know, because the football players would dress as cheerleaders, and, you know, I was in football at the time, and it was a little scary having, you know, the guy behind me there wearing the lipstick and the rouge and all that, you know. Been different. I was playing a different position besides, you know, tackle.
I thought you meant bottom.
Wide receiver?
I thought it was the center. Well,
were you playing wide receiver?
No, I was a tackle. I was horrible at it.
My first therapist for gender dysphoria, when I told her, and I was in my teens, told me that I needed to get married, have kids, and I would enjoy being a woman at that point. It did not happen. I did attempt the marriage. I was not stupid enough to have children. You know, but so yeah, we have come quite a far. You know, I don't think any reputable therapist nowadays would tell a teenager, you know, no, you don't think you're a man, no, you don't think you're a woman.
On some level, that's true, but I also remember not too long ago seeing something about a therapist who was getting into, or a psychiatrist or somebody who was getting into all kinds of grief. Because he was still counseling people. He was in his other life very religious, conservative type, and he was still spouting the old stuff about homosexuality. And you know, they took homosexuality out of the book,
the DSM.
You know,
right?
Now what was
in 75?
What's
you know
truly
what I mean?
Frightening is a couple years ago. Actually, maybe a few. I did this thing with, it was where a group of people got together and Sue over at PFLAG kind of congealed everybody together. But we sort of got together and we talked about, you know, nonviolent communication and all these things because we sort of took a little, and Chris was there. We took
the love one out.
Pod of dissenters to love one out. And we had, you know, various cards and little pieces of flyer literature that we were handing out to people who looked like they weren't sure they belonged. Because it was a huge, like, ex-gay convention out at some big, giant, freaking
church on the south side of town.
Yes, right next to a car dealership, which I think was so, like, poetic. Get saved, no money down. Hallelujah, pass the plate. So, but it was one of the things that I went to, it was the last thing that I sat through, and it was like the one workshop that I just was like, no, I can't take this anymore, because it was all about origins of homosexuality, and there was a degreed practicing psychotherapist.
Who was psycho?
Talking about, right. Who was talking about, you know, basically how I was gay because I wanted to be a girl. And I thought, no, I really enjoy being a boy, and I like playing with other boys.
Yeah. I don't want to cut off my penis.
Even the stuff
I want
as far as, like, you know,
right, exactly.
Gender identity issues, I mean, everything that I've learned from people I know in the transgendered community, everything that came out of his mouth was just crap.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely therapists out there that use...
Oh, there's a whole school and a whole following, and most of them are really tagged on to the conservative Christian movement because they're the only people that lend them any credence.
Yeah, there's the group, it's called NARTH.
NARTH.
N-A-R-T-H.
Okay.
I don't know what the acronym
stands
for.
Sounds like Pinky
in
the Brain to me.
I know.
NARF.
With an F, not a T-H. That's the...
six of one, half dozen of the other, really.
No, Pinky in the Brain are intentionally funny. The other ones are accidentally
something
funny.
There you go. National Association of Reparative Therapy, I think, is what
something
it is.
Something like that.
They call it reparative therapy, and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
National
not
Association
broke.
For Research and Therapy. No, National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality, which is part of the group that... were we going to do the Ted Haggard story?
I can pull it up.
Oh, that story is so haggard.
Well, no. It's changed now. He was in therapy for, you know, as about the same amount of time that Britney Spears was in rehab.
So he's back in therapy?
No, he says he's out. He's, you know, he's left that, and the church said made a statement saying that he's no longer being a part of the working on becoming an outcast.
Oh, poor Colorado Springs.
They'll have to find another
Ted Haggard
to lead their church.
Down. Keep going down, Jose. Great. There you go.
Great, yeah. Mother Goddess.
Quit.
Okay, here we go.
Ted Haggard quit spiritual restoration.
Restoration?
Spiritual restoration.
Yes. The Reverend Ted Haggard, the New Life Church pastor, violence. Agreed to undergo a spiritual restoration, a.k.a. pray the gay away.
Huh. Yeah, well, I'm going to wash that gay right out of my hair.
How the hell do you wash the gay out of your hair? You're having a hairdresser do it.
That doesn't work.
Following revelations that he was involved with an escort, Mike Jones. He has reportedly quit that program and cut ties with his old church. Ted Hager was forced from his position as head of the megachurch following the admission of his position of giving head.
You know, maybe
that's
it's
not what it said.
Maybe it's
unlike
just the generation.
Roy, I paraphrase.
Maybe it's the generation I grew up in, mixed with my sick sense of humor. But every time they talk about the male prostitute named Mike Jones, it just makes me think of the Beastie Boys.
it was the same escort then who went off, and who else did he out? The Denver Post reports that Ted Haggard's leadership of New Life Church for many years was extraordinary, and the depth of spiritual maturity that is found today in the church is a large part attributed to his leadership as the founding senior pastor. The overseers and restorers will make further comments.
Yeah, right.
There. Ted Harris joined another mega church, Phoenix First Assembly of God, and that its founding member Tommy Barnett is overseeing an accountability relationship with this disgraced Colorado pastor.
Oh, good Lord.
I hear wedding bells.
Free head.
Assemblies of God. No, they're.
No, they assemble and they scream, God.
Oh, God. No, that's usually upstairs at the hotel. But anyway.
That's how you know you're in a gay church. Half the congregation on their knees, the other half is screaming, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
I didn't know the Ripcord had a religious affiliation.
Here, Jimmy, you sit here for a while. It's getting too warm in here for me.
Okay.
It's my turn to take a step out of the room. Would you bring my Diet Coke?
Letters to the Phoenix First Assembly of God spelled PFAC.
Fabulous.
Oh, great.
Oh. So, we're going to move from the third grade to the fifth grade now.
Yes.
Teacher receives settlement in anti-gay discrimination lawsuit. And this comes to us from the San Jose Mercury News.
Thank you, Jose.
When did they elevate you to sainthood? Anyhow.
Well,
she had to descend her way into sainthood.
Well, honey, I do something good on my knees. But anyway.
Anyhow.
Pray tell.
I don't.
Oh, she doesn't pray and tell. I'm sorry.
I don't kiss and tell. But anyway. Emmett Hancock.
No, she kisses and publishes.
Emmett Hancock, a fifth grade teacher in the Ravenswood City School District in San Francisco's Bay Area, who in October 2005 filed a discrimination lawsuit alleging he was fired after telling his classroom that he is gay, received a $41,000 settlement in the case.
Is that all?
That's about a year's salary for a teacher, honey.
Oh. It's still, is that all?
Hey, that's it.
Just for saying he was gay.
Well, the item goes on to the report, or quotes here with the San Jose Mercury News said, the dispute sparked on the first day of school in 2004. Hancock, a new teacher, said he heard some boys on the playground calling each other derogatory names used to describe homosexual men. When he approached and told them not to use those words, they asked him why and whether he was gay. Hancock told him that he had been gay for about 5 years, but was now married. Soon after word of...
What?
Listen now.
Listen for the story.
Soon after word of Hancock's bisexuality spread to the school, and eventually to the parents, who called and complained to the school district, Hancock claimed school officials hardly let him teach until Principal Robin Miller asked him to resign. The school has always claimed that Hancock was fired because he wasn't cutting it as a first-year teacher.
Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Hancock, it traumatized me. They really made me seem like the parents were really upset with me. So,
Yeah.
Basically, he gets a year's salary and thanks but no thanks from the school district here.
Well, at least he got that.
Yes.
But, wow.
God.
Where was this again?
This is San Jose. San Francisco Bay Area.
I can't believe that. You know, it sounds like a small Texas town somewhere.
You know, yeah, Jimmy, they're everywhere.
Evidently.
Yes.
Evidently.
So.
Whatever happened, well, don't ask, don't tell, but he did tell. But.
Yeah.
Still, why?
Yeah, don't ask, don't. He's
because.
Not.
Because they could.
Because yeah. They can.
They shouldn't be able to, though.
They're afraid. Well, it's
that's the point.
Shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, is it really?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he should take that to a higher court and have that overturned because that can set a precedent. And it's, we have enough of that kind of crap going on.
Yeah. It's good that they settled. I mean,
yeah, that's they settled because they knew they were wrong.
Yeah.
I know I've said this before, but it's like I really do believe that. You know that. Movie A Day Without a Mexican.
No,
that was so hilarious.
Okay, the basic principle: finding out what the world would be like if we didn't have any. Right.
Basically, what happens? It's set in California.
Yeah.
It's set in Southern California, and this fog descends over the state, and mysteriously, all the Mexicans are gone, and California starts to shut down.
I'll bet it does.
Well, if you did that to California, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, even. Really, you could go all the way up to Canada.
Sure.
My point being that if that happened to all the gay people everywhere,
right.
People's hair would look like crap.
More than what it already does.
Yeah. I mean,
and their interior homes would look like crap.
I mean, half of the entire New York garment district would shut down.
Right?
Broadway would shut down.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And do you know how many middle school English teachers would have to be replaced?
Yeah, definitely.
And how many TV weathermen would have to be replaced?
Hello.
TV weathermen. Arts teachers, choir teachers.
I can't remember the last time Houston had a straight weatherman.
I know. Yeah. Well, there is Neil Frank.
Nobody would want him anyway.
I don't. Yeah. Well.
He's just for the hurricanes.
Yeah. And we know he's straight.
He's always.
I actually saw him on the TBN network one night.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, being interviewed on the TBN network.
Wow. That well, you know, before he came here to Houston, he was director of the National Hurricane Center.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He did that for like 15, 20 years.
Wow.
And he was going to come here for several years and retire. And that was like 15 years ago, at least.
Yeah, he whines every time the temperature drops below 70.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because it's no longer hurricane.
That's okay, so do I. So
I've never seen anybody that excited over a damn hurricane.
But
know?
I mean, my point...
Well, hello,
the point
he was
is,
the head
my,
honcho
my original
for
point is that if people really understood just how much we are a part of their everyday lives.
Yes.
Gay problem.
I know gay cops. I know gay firemen. I know gay policemen.
That reminds me of that little bit out of Jeffrey, you know, where Patrick Stewart is going, oh, they had this thing on Nightline and said, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a lawyer, and we want everybody to know that there are gay cops, gay truck drivers, gay construction workers, and I just thought, ooh, get her.
Well, you know, there are people who think that they have modernized because they feel, okay, I don't mind gays as long as they're just hairdressers and
interior decorators.
Yeah, and interior decorators. But that's not it. You know, we're everywhere.
It would be nice if we could get some better examples in our elected official range. Because, you know, I was taking this...
It's because it seems like all the queers in politics are Republicans.
I know.
Well,
really?
Yeah, and they don't really start out queer. They just start out as, you know, screwing the page boy, and then they come out of convenience.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden they stance on gay issues.
And then,
can we please?
And then, they know what. And then they do their toe tapping.
No.
A very wide stance, wide enough to reach into the next cubicle.
Now, speaking of disgraced public officials.
Yes.
Oh, yay. Well, this comes out of Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's not Barney Frank. Surprisingly enough.
What do you
anyhow,
know?
A gay aide to Massachusetts Governor Patrick charged with sexual assault.
Ooh.
Wow. Now we go from the fifth grade to high school.
Was it a deadly weapon?
sweetie, he's a 38-year-old man. I don't know. At
but
that point.
High School Musical, the Sweat Edition.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Carl Stanley McGee.
See that one.
Carl Stanley McGee.
38-year-old aide to Massachusetts Governor David Patrick.
He's 38?
He's 38, honey. He's got white hair and glasses.
He looks 58.
Yeah, he's...
Hey.
You obviously haven't seen To Catch a Predator on Dateline.
Oh.
Anyhow.
Soon to be a couple.
MSNBC, please.
So what was this guy's
Wait
name?
Wait a minute. Let's hear the story.
Come on.
Someone's getting spanked.
All right, ooh, sorry.
This is not Louie, y'all.
I didn't
Come
know it was
on.
His birthday.
Yeah,
go ahead and read it.
All right. Carl Stanley has been charged with sexually assaulting a 15-year-old male at a steam room in December at the Gasparilla Inn on the island of Boca Grande on Florida's west coast.
I heard about this.
This comes out of the Boston Globe.
Is this Boca Raton?
No, it says Boca Grande.
Oh, okay.
How appropriate for... Anyway.
Just for in case any of you don't speak Spanish.
Actually, it's a mix.
Spanglish.
Spanglish.
According to police reports, McGee was arrested December 28th and accused of performing oral sex on the 15-year-old who was a guest at the Gasparilla Inn and Club, a 95-year-old hotel and championship golf course in Boca Grande. McGee was held overnight on a $300,000 bond. Few state employees were aware of the arrest. An account had appeared in the local newspaper, the Boca Beacon.
That is funny.
It gets better. McGee's co-worker said they had been told he was out sick. McGee, whose annual salary is approximately $150,000, could not be reached for comment. His lawyer, Charles Rankin, did not return phone calls from the Globe. Friends and supporters of McGee told the Globe they don't believe the incident happened. McGee allegedly masturbated and performed oral sex on the teenager, who later identified him to police. The Globe adds, quote, McGee, a former Rhodes Scholar and Harvard Law School graduate, was previously a corporate lawyer at the law firm Wilmer Hale.
Like, any of this defends him from being queer.
Yeah. No, I mean, come on. He was instrumental in the movement seeking to defeat efforts to overturn legalization of same-sex marriage.
Ooh.
Serving as director of the civic and business outreach efforts of the advocacy group Mass Equality, a year after same-sex marriage became legal in Massachusetts. In May 2004, McGee's wedding to John Finley IV was highlighted in the vow section of the New York Times. Former State Senator Jarrett T. Barrios officiated. McGee was placed on administrative leave January 7th and is scheduled to be arraigned on February 11th. So
it seems that I saw another article on that. It seems that he was in the steam room and this boy came in and they played. And then that was it. And evidently the parents of the boy found out somehow. And they took action. So I can only assume that this guy was in the steam room and this young kid comes in. And he probably didn't know the kid's age. And, you know,
kid liked
a lot of 15-year-olds.
What was a 15-year-old doing in a steam room?
I swear it wasn't illegal. He told me he was 12.
No,
you
know,
we haven't seen a picture of the boy. He could look at 18 or 20 or.
I know a few 15-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean,
I bet you the boy liked it.
It was an anonymous encounter.
Mm-hmm. Is what it was.
Not anymore.
No,
it's not anonymous anymore.
Okay, the kid may have liked it, but the simple fact is, this man broke the law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had sex with an underage.
Number one, it was in a public place.
Correct.
Number two, it was with an underage.
But the guy did. What if the guy did not know he was underage?
I mean,
what are you supposed to do? Ask for ID?
It doesn't matter.
At this point, it doesn't matter.
Him knowing that
it's in a public place.
Yeah. That part doesn't matter.
And how much is it?
It doesn't matter how old he looked.
I'm not defending Michael Jackson, okay? But there were parents who purposely sent their kids to his house.
So that they could later sue and get money.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how do we know that his parents, that this boy's parents, did not, knowing, you know, that this older guy was going in there, you know?
That's far-fetched. That's a little conspiracy theory. Yeah.
You know, the simple fact that he's on vacation, this kid's on vacation at a very snazzy resort with his family. I don't think the boy is aiming for getting money out of this guy. The simple fact is his parents found out, his parents didn't approve, and they pressed the charges. Yeah. The boy had nothing to do with it.
It seems so... kind of odd that even on vacation that they would allow the kid unsupervised to go into
I mean, to me it sounds like his parents trusted him enough to be on his own while they go out and do what they want to do.
But you know something, Jose, I gotta say this is the truth. I have seen grown-ups do some of the most sickening, underhanded things imaginable.
You know, I'm wondering if it was a situation where a 38-year-old woman seduced that 15-year-old boy, if the parents would have brought suit.
No.
The proof to that pudding is they had a blonde bombshell of a teacher in Florida who seduced some underage boy from her classroom.
Yeah.
And seduced, all she got
she
was a slap on the wrist.
In the backseat of an SUV while the kid's cousin was driving the SUV. And the kid's cousin is the one who squealed on him because apparently he wasn't getting the Hummer in the Hummer.
But I digress.
Share and share alike, folks.
So when it's a did you finish your story?
Yeah.
When it's I see this discrepancy a lot when it's a
lady.
When it's a straight sexual assault.
Yeah.
The boy has earned his white wings and he's a man now.
Yeah.
He had sex with an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
However, because he's this is a younger man with an older gentleman.
Yeah.
Okay. It's still not
taboo.
Accepted.
Yeah.
It's taboo.
Now, there are some cases where the female teacher has been taken to task and taken to jail.
There are some cases like that.
There are some, but not many.
No, you're right.
I doubt the percentages really match.
It's not a 15-year-old boy. It's usually much younger boys when the teachers get taken.
I mean, out here in Sugarland or something like that, you have
there was a
25-year-old teacher having sex, getting busted for having sex with a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah,
and 17. Just this past week.
I thought 17 was legal.
Well, it's still considered underage, regardless.
Plus, with her being a teacher and this being the student.
Right.
And it was a private school, not a public school.
So you kind of wonder if it wasn't
a private school for special needs or something. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different
variables. I thought 17 was legal for sex.
Dependent upon whether or not the parents are. If the parents consent, I understand that it's okay, but if it was against the child's will, and the parents determined it to be against the child's will, they can press charges.
Oh.
I think is what the deal is.
Is that it? Okay.
It's a
Texas
real
is funny about that, yeah.
Area.
Yes.
Supposedly 17 is legal for boys, 18 for girls.
But you remember,
Texas.
But you remember because they overturned
state style.
Because they overturned the sodomy laws, Texas really doesn't have an age of consent law for same sex.
Oh.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So they just will go by whatever.
I think okay. in I think it would be 18, though, you know.
Says here, via Star Magazine, Hairspray's... Hold on. Hairspray's Marissa Janet Winokur, Will and Grace's Sean Hayes, actress Marlene Matlin, and Elvis's ex Priscilla Presley are among the three famous faces you will see doing the salsa and tango on season 6 of Dancing with the Stars.
Yawn.
Yeah.
And this has to do with what?
Okay.
Can we please talk about something of
Nothing.
Import?
All right. Well, Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. That's okay. why I brought it up. But anyhow.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. When he comes out officially, I'll care.
When he comes out of the closet, yeah. then I'll care.
What we closet? All know he's gay.
Huh? What?
Okay.
Tacos.
More.
Excuse me. Just more. A second.
He's as straight as Tom Cruise.
Careful.
I didn't hear that.
Tom Cruise isn't gay. Katie won't be seeing her feet for another several years.
Who said the baby's his?
Anyhow. Oh.
They've said, well, you know,
that
petri dishes are good for a lot.
They that baby stir. Was just as much his
they
as...
They stir.
Like Michael Jackson's kids are his.
Yeah, right.
And we have Republicans.
What?
We have Republicans behaving badly once again.
I'm when, shocked.
What a stunning.
When Mitt Romney dropped out of the presidential race, mm-hmm. and his
Thank
speech
God
announcing,
for that.
In his
Literally.
Speech, he's announcing suspending his campaign. He also took time to ponder the attacks on our culture, quote unquote, among them gays and lesbians who want to marry, and the quote unquote liberal judges who would give us equal rights.
Well, I'm glad he's out of the race.
Thank God that horse is dead.
Yay.
Said Romney, quote, the development of a child is enhanced by having a mother and father. Such as a family is the ideal for the future of a child and for the strength of the nation. I wonder how it is that unelected judges, like some in my state of Massachusetts, are so unaware of this reality, so oblivious to millennia of recorded history. It is time for the people of America to fortify marriage through constitutional amendment, so that liberal judges cannot continue to attack it. End quote.
Wait a minute.
You know, does this
while,
mean, does
while
me,
we're
does,
dealing
does
with
does this mean he's against a single parent?
I don't know. See, I'm wondering, while we're talking about preconceived notions and prejudices and lots of just bull crap in general, which yeah. one of Romney's wives convinced him of that?
Right?
Hello.
I mean, if we're going to be pig-headed and, you know, just completely ignorant about it, let's just pull out all the cards.
And I want to know, are we faggots responsible for the better than 50% divorce rate among heterosexuals?
Oh, I know.
How are we such a threat?
Okay,
while we're at it, if a happy, you know, husband and wife thing is makes for a well-adjusted straight child. Explain me.
Or me.
We, you know,
my parents are still together.
Yeah. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
my parents were married for 40 years. The year my mom died. 40 years, and they.
My parents are coming up on 36 years
yeah,
this
hello.
Summer.
And last time, and believe me, I accidentally walked in on them enough times
Ooh.
In the
to they had a hell
to know that they were straight people, that they were both straight.
At least straight to bed.
At least straight to bed.
Right?
Hopefully me and be straight to bed later,
I mean,
but hey.
Some of the guff that these politicians come up with, to, you know,
well,
just
I think
drives me insane sometimes.
We're just a convenient monetary whooping boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are a cash cow for them. We really are.
Yeah,
just like we're a cash cow for the televangelists. If they want to raise money, just the fags are taking over and destroying America.
Anybody who wants to figure out where this really sick relationship of the Republican Party and the religious right began, log on to Google and search for the Lewis Powell Manifesto. It was something that Lewis Powell was required to draft as a condition of Nixon's appointment of him to the Supreme Court, regardless of whether he got approved. If he wanted the appointment, he had to write this manifesto that's basically about
What kind of long-term plan can we come up with so that the Republicans can control the houses, the court, and the White House?
It's available on, what is this? Some website here.
It's frightening. It reads almost like gospel prophecy of the last 30 years.
This is on...
and it was written in the early 70s.
Republican gospel prophecy.
I found
prophecy.
It on MediaTransparency.com.
Well, gospel prophecy. As far as I'm concerned, the Bible is Republican.
Well, someone likes to think it is, but I mean, come on.
The Bible... I mean, Jesus did ride into Jerusalem on a donkey and not on an elephant.
He rode in on his ass, but anyway.
Hey, if Jesus can ride into town on ass, why can't I?
Right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
This is where I once again say, Jesus, protect me from your followers.
All right.
Really? Amen.
There is a great, right, while we're on that topic, there is this great theologian, Peter Gomes,
mm-hmm.
who's written this new book called The Scandalous Gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes the religious right to task on all of these topics, including... Yeah. Abortion, including the way the gay issues, gay marriage, and how, you know, that
none
gay
of it's
people,
in there.
And he's like, I mean, he makes a point of saying, you know, if Jesus was, what would Jesus do? Jesus would be hanging out with all the folks the religious right, you know,
hey,
wants to turn their nose.
Well, see, and the really
Jesus
funny thing
didn't
is,
hang out with the happy folks with all the bucks.
No, he hung out with the whores
and the lepers and the outcasts of society.
You mean he didn't hang out there with that Good Time Gospel Church, whatever that thing is up
like,
in
no.
the
South you know, if they no. were really more concerned about following Christ's example than getting into heaven, they might be a lot easier to live with. I mean, heaven forbid that they actually follow the example and live according to Christ's actions and words.
Now, stop
then paying more attention to all that other crap.
My only question is, I'm pagan.
Mm-hmm.
Been pagan for years.
Mm-hmm.
Self-identified queer pagan.
Gotcha.
Why is it that I'm always the one who has to tell people who supposedly have read the book what their book says?
Because they haven't read it.
Well,
they had somebody read it for them.
Well, the other thing is you can isolate anything, but, you know, they start, you know, quoting the thing out of Leviticus, and I'm like, really, is that lobster you're eating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's so your clothing made out of? Have you blended fabrics in that clothing or what? I mean,
is
when
that
are we
polyester and cotton you got
right,
going on there?
Right, don't quote rules of me at me if we're going to get to pick and choose, because then I get to pick and choose, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the
right.
other thing is, if they're going to start reading crap out of the New Testament, they need to realize that Paul was a homophobic student of a student.
Yes.
Who was not even part of the original 12, folks.
Right.
I mean, get over it.
Okay. On another.
Now we have
story.
Democrats behaving badly.
Well, first of all, I want to ask folks if they heard that Obama had won Louisiana and Washington.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
Yay!
And how do they feel about that?
I haven't decided.
I haven't really.
Well, I'm kind of thinking, you know, I want the Democrats to win.
Yeah.
And so I'm at a flux because I know that there are people who will not vote for Hillary no matter what.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because
who are Democrats.
Right.
Yeah.
I know of people who will not vote for a woman for president. And there's a lot of, well, let's see, white Southern men who would never vote for a black man.
Right.
So,
yeah, but most of the Dixiecrats are now registered Republican, though.
Yeah.
But you know what
I want? I want the Democratic nominee to be the one who is most electable.
Well, see, and the thing is, I really haven't decided because Obama has no track record to speak of.
I know.
He's incredibly inspiring.
I love listening to him speak.
Mm. Yes.
He knows how to work a crowd, and he really symbolizes change more so than just about anybody else on any ticket.
Well, on the opposite that's easy when you don't have a track record.
And that's the opposite Hillary, side of that for me, is because it's the folks with the track records mm-hmm. that have gotten us into this mess in the first place.
However, I have to say, I mean, Hillary...
knows how to work a system.
Absolute, just cutthroat bitch from top to bottom, and she can get stuff done.
Well, that's the yeah that's right. the good
However,
part.
It's her cutthroat bitch top to bottom that I'm not sure I like.
Well, and the other thing is, will people perceive this as a dual presidency? If she,
you know, I really think having seen you know Hillary, especially with the way that you know she's conducted herself as a senator. It's going to be Hillary's White House. Bill can help out, but it's going to be Hillary's White House.
They weren't even living together when and they left the White House.
And, I mean, the thing is like, when Bill was in the office, it was Bill's White House.
Yeah.
Hillary, yeah. Hillary got some...
his Oval Office.
Hillary got some nearly unprecedented,
yes,
you know, access yeah. and, a, mm-hmm. and input. I mean, you know... God forbid we forget John and Abigail Adams.
But I do think that in the case of Hillary, I think she's, because she is perceived as that bitch, that tough kind of thing, yeah. her, this is going to be about her. This presidency is going to be all her, because I think this will be the place where she doesn't allow,
compromise.
She doesn't compromise, and she doesn't allow Bill to become the story okay. in her presidency. Yeah.
With that in mind, let him read this next story.
Okay. Let's go.
The headline reads, Obama's alleged snub of gay marriage mayor Newsom resurfaces. This comes out of the San Francisco Chronicle. Gavin Newsom appeared at a town hall event on Monday night in San Francisco with Bill Clinton and Today Primary Eve comments on the Clinton-Newsom relationship, or rather the chill between Newsom and Barack Obama. By former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, have irked gay Obama supporters. Brown reminded the San Francisco Chronicle of a fundraiser he held for Obama at which Newsom was present shortly after Newsom's controversial decision to allow the city to begin issuing marriage certificates to same-sex couples. Said Brown of the Chronicle, quote, I gave a fundraiser at his request, Obama's request, at the waterfront restaurant, and he said to me he would really appreciate if he didn't get his photo taken with my mayor. He said he would really not like to have his picture taken with Gavin, end quote. The Chronicle adds, quote, I think he has harbored the resentment for years, Brown said of Newsom, adding that Obama was reluctant to be seen appearing in San Francisco altogether, much less side by side with the gay marriage mayor. I would guess that it's part of the rejection of the Obama campaign. Though same-sex marriage is still a hot-button issue in 2008, it is no longer the shocker that had the country in an uproar 4 and 5 years ago. Until you go back and look at the news stories from those days, it is easy to forget how radical and unpopular Newsom's stand was. And no, it wasn't just the right-wingers who were upset. It was Democrats, too, particularly those running in the stage. His Bay Area appearances in Oakland, not San Francisco, after the controversy hit. I don't know anybody in the party who was happy with him except me, Brown said. He was all alone out there. He was the poster child for same-sex worldwide. That's why Brown says he doesn't blame Obama for his caution. Today, of course, Illinois Center is happy to embrace gay causes. But in 2004, nationally, same-sex marriage was a radical notion. What they ought to say is, damn right I did it and I'd do it again, Brown said of the Obama camp. He was in a race for the Senate, and I'm guessing the downstate Illinois is a pretty red, being conservative, for voters, end quote.
One really has to remember that... since Truman and in... probably in part because of the actions Harry Truman took. That since the 50s,
integrity has no place in politics.
No.
It's all about electability. Yes. And, you know, I really... I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth, but I really don't blame Obama for distancing himself from the gay marriage issue. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
Yeah,
and suicide. At this point, it still probably is political suicide.
Oh, so you want to leave? You want him to have it under his hat, and then when he becomes president, then go for it.
No, I'm saying, you know, if the man wants to get elected, the man needs to play his cards right to get elected.
Mm-hmm.
We are still a real hot button card to play.
We really are.
We really yes. are, and I think a lot of it also there's a. I don't know. I'm really undecided on when the time is right for gay marriage, because the last time it became a really huge issue,
yeah.
Bush got elected.
Yeah, it became much more popular. Yeah.
Or as Kate Clinton said, apparently we were too afraid to switch horsemen mid-apocalypse. So, you know, it was the last time it became a real national issue, especially with, you know, federal, you know, D.C., you know, federal amendments to the Constitution, mm-hmm. you know, to ban gay marriage. We were used as a wedge issue by the Republicans
yes.
to get elected.
Yes.
And I'll say,
because, you know, Jeb can't deliver Florida twice. You have to find another way to get elected.
I got
to
say this about the...
Say that they... When a Democrat candidate, you know... changes an opinion or something in it, they immediately say it's, you know, political convenience and all, you know, for the sake of getting elected to whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. As far as the Republicans are concerned, what do we call that? An absolute miracle.
I gotta say this. You know, I have to go all the way back to the early days of Clinton's presidency, his first term, when he was going to have gays in the military.
Okay.
And then there was a big Republican uproar led by Mr. Viagra, Bob Dole, and others. And the gay community let Bill down.
Yeah.
We let him down, and we ended up with don't ask, don't tell.
Okay.
One minute Obama has forgotten that? Not once. We are responsible for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The gay community let Bill Clinton down, and neither Hillary nor Bill has
calm down.
That.
Calm down.
All right, Roy.
We don't want to send you back to the hospital. Relax.
We made a really big issue out of something that was not to be done in the first year of anybody's presidency.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
And right. that's a mea culpa for the gay community, whether they want to admit to it or not.
He should have established himself first before he even tackled that subject.
Yeah. Well, he promised that to us at the convention.
That's the problem.
He didn't promise that.
He promised it, but he didn't promise it in the first year.
Right, right.
We
right.
pushed it.
That's the kind of issue. That's the kind of issue you have to pave the way for.
And like I said, when the Republicans rose up against it, we were silent.
And we have been paving the way for it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a better position to get that overturned.
Now here's...
I think it would be
better. That is if we don't lose the whole military overseas in a really costly, stupid war.
That's true.
I know.
Then we'll have to let gays in.
Hold on.
We need to be realistic. And like you said, Obama knows precedent, knows history.
Mm-hmm.
And to insist that Obama give us... a promise now on gay marriage
would be ridiculous.
Yes, I
would be. It would be political suicide for him,
mm-hmm.
right.
And it would be worsening our position in the gay community.
But mm-hmm. also,
I agree with you.
I look at it on the other side of the issue too. Is that typically African Americans, the African American community, is not comfortable with the issue of homosexuality?
Oh God, no.
Okay, which is why HIV and AIDS is so rampant in the community, because of these guys playing on the down low.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. You can look at it
the
from that
African-American version of don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, Hildebrand, his deputy manager, campaign manager, brings up the issue of Barack Obama gets his picture taken with gay people all the time, including him.
his deputy campaign manager. They could attack Obama for a lot of things, but this isn't one of them.
Okay, yeah, with that said, we have to clear out. We've just got a couple of minutes left, so I want everybody to give their shout-outs.
Good night, kids.
Blessed be. And the one thing I do have to say is the one hope for this thing is there seem to be an awful lot of people fired up to be part of this election like no other one before.
Yes.
So,
anybody else?
Blessed be. Much love.
We've got a visitor here.
We do.
You want to give a shout-out to home, folks at home?
Sure. Hi, Austin. see you Monday sometime, maybe.
Big Roy?
Oh, I just want to say good night to everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And what kind of craziness we got for next week, Jim?
Oh.
Stay tuned and find out.
Yes.
Did we give a plug for Queer Voices?
We did earlier.
Cool.
Queer Voices heard every Monday night at 8 to 10.
Have you ever wanted to discover what KPFT is like during its most energetic moments? Now is your chance. In just a few weeks, KPFT kicks off its winter pledge drive, and we need your help to make it a success. You can put your spare time to use this February by volunteering to answer phones during the drive. Our phone volunteer trainings are February 10th at 11 a.m. and Wednesday, February 13th at 6 p.m. The sessions will be held at KPFT Studios, 419 Lovett Boulevard. In just an hour or two, you can help us handle pledges. Your efforts make a big difference and can make this a fun and successful drive. Evenings and weekends are available. Again, those phone volunteer training dates are February 10th at 11 a.m. and Wednesday, February 13th at 6 p.m. Visit kpft.org to RSVP for the training or email volunteer at kpft.org to get more information. You are tuned in to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio. KPFT Houston.
Listeners support KPFT in many different ways. Some write checks and others use credit cards. But if you're spinning your wheels looking for a tax deduction, think about donating your working but unwanted car, motorcycle, boat, or truck to KPFT. You'll qualify for a tax deduction and at the same time take care of that unfinished business. To make a donation, call our toll-free vehicle donation hotline at 877-308-2408. We'll arrange for your vehicle to be picked up and the title transferred. Then we'll send you a receipt for your tax deduction. It's that simple to support the station you've come to rely on for alternative music, news, and public affairs programming. Again, for more information or to make a donation, call our toll-free vehicle donation hotline at 877-308-2408. You're tuned in to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston, radio for people.
KPFT Houston. The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.